And Maine's two senators both say that President Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops from the Syrian border and open the door for Turkey to launch an offensive against Kurds in northern Syria was a mistake. Independent Angus King and Republican Susan Collins say they support imposing sanctions if Turkey goes too far, and that the entire Senate should be briefed on how the decision was reached. Mel Leary has more.
Collins says the president's decision is jeopardizing the lives of Kurds who have supported the United States in its fight against ISIS, and believes sanctions against Turkey could be warranted.
I think sanctions are a good idea. I worry about whether they will be effective at this point in stopping the Turks from this slaughter of our allies. I vehemently disagree with the president's decision.
King says he wants to review the package of sanctions that have been put together by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, but says he will support sanctions and believes that most other senators will also.
I heard Senator Graham say the other day he thought he could get 95 votes. I think he can. I'm certainly one of those votes. To have exposed our Kurdish allies to the tender mercies of the Turks, I think, is reprehensible.
King says one of the most troubling consequences of the president's action in Syria is that allies now are unsure about whether they can rely on the United States.
We're most successful when we have allies, and now we basically signal our allies, you can't count on it.
And King joins Collins in calling for the Trump administration to brief the entire Senate on the matter.
I believe that the administration has an obligation to come before us and explain what I believe was an incredibly poor decision.
Both senators who serve on the Intelligence Committee say they are also puzzled by a comment from Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky that he would gladly investigate any Ukrainian-based efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. elections, since the committee's two-year investigation uncovered no links to Ukraine. King and Collins say they expect the Turkey situation to be a focus of discussion when Congress gets back to work next week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.